970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment, keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
This morning is Tom Horn, good friend and publisher, ordained minister. He's now written a book called Apollyon Rising 2012. Fascinating book, at the top of the list as far as Amazon is concerned. And information that you really need to have as you begin looking at what's going on, because if you look at things from a logical point of view, it doesn't make sense. If you look at it from the point of view that it, much of what is happening today has been ordained in the prophecies long ago, that there really is and are multiple spiritual forces at work within our society, that the stories of the ancient and mythical Greek and Roman gods were certainly prototypes of the coming Antichrist and the coming forces at work within our society, that all of history has really been designed for what is unfolding today. And, of course, the date 2012, what does it signify? Well, Hollywood tells us the end of everything is going to be a cataclysmic event. No one knows for certain, but I will tell you this is a very, very provocative book. I read it some time ago and had the unique privilege of writing the foreword to it. And I think we all have to be aware that we are living in cataclysmic times. And so with that as a background, Tom, thank you so much for getting up early this morning to be with us.
Well, Dr. Monteith, thank you for having me on your show. It's not quite so early here in the Central Time Zone as 9 a.m.
You're absolutely right. I thought after I said that, 7 o'clock here on the West Coast, and, of course, 8 o'clock in Denver and northern Colorado where this is being heard. But it's not quite so early where you are, but thank you very much for being with us under any circumstances. I'm going to let you pick up the story, and because, of course, you've written a fascinating book, and it's just taken off. It's just doing phenomenally well. I'm just so pleased that it is having an impact. You go right ahead.
Well, you know, Dr. Monteith, as you know, I never did set out to write a book, really, about the year 2012. I was doing research into some other areas and came across this date, but as the date related to American history. And this actually stood out to me, and we can talk about that in a few minutes. And I got a hold of a couple of different historians, scholars, one guy who's a friend of mine that has his PhD in ancient history, and we became very intrigued with what we thought we had found. And anyway, over a 24-month period of time, I wound up with 6,000 pages of research material, and we thought that we had found material that was both significant both for the past and future of the United States of America and connected to the year 2012, and that this had not been being talked about anywhere else in the research 2012 research community. And so that was what really caught my interest, was its connection to America, to the Great Seal, to the layout of some of the buildings and edifices in Washington, D.C., the belief system of some of the forefathers in this country who were adepts of Rosicrucianism, who actually viewed America as the fulfillment of Bacon's Rosicrucian dream of a new Atlantis. And so that was what drew me in. Now, once we got involved with the study of this year, 2012, and I had quite a few people, scholars and different people I was able to call on to help me, and I had gone to them and said, can you tell me anything else related to the year 2012, especially if it might be related to American history, but that isn't already being talked about in the 2012 community, because a great deal of this information that's out there has been published and published and published over and over again and talked about over and over again, and I didn't see that there would be any value with me coming along and just, you know, saying the same things everybody else had said. And we did. I mean, we were able to compress 6,000 pages of fresh, new material down into a 360-page book. For instance, we were able to show that this belief system was not just something that the Mesoamericans or the Mayans had focused in on, but that many cultures, many ancient cultures, separated both by time and thousands of miles from each other, who did not have an ability, as far as we know, to be able to communicate with each other, but for some reason were focusing on this year 2012 in two ways, viewing it as a time when there would be global earth catastrophic, but not necessarily extinction level events, but the judgment of their gods, basically. And also focusing on this year 2012 as when their god or gods would return to the earth. And those are the two basic premises that outline what we discuss in this book, Apollyon Rising 2012, which, as you say, it's not just the top of Amazon, but I've had different stores telling me that they absolutely can't keep up with the orders. I know that SurvivorMall.com has basically melted down. They had to bring in 10 extra people just to process orders over there. So it's really going global. But to give you some illustrations real quick out of ancient history of other cultures, the Hindu Kali Yuga calendar also started during the Mayan fifth great cycle. It also predicts global earth changes in the year 2012. Here in America, we were able to find prophecies that came forward from the Cherokee Indian tribe 200 years ago in the 1800s. They gave forth a whole series of apocalyptic prophecies called the Cherokee Rattlesnake Prophecies or the Chickamauguan Prophecies. And as a result of those prophecies, which they believed would occur in the year 2012, they also set their calendar to end in the year 2012, just like the Maya. Stan, one of the most fascinating discoveries was when I was sitting in my office one day and the phone rang, and it was J.R. Church of Prophecy in the News, a syndicated television show. He's a known scholar of biblical eschatology. And he said, Tom, he said, I understand that you are studying the year 2012. He said, are you aware that in the Zohar, which is the most important work of Jewish Kabbalah or mysticism, and these were written down 700 years ago, the Zohar, that in the final section of their interpretation of Scripture, there's a section called the Vayera section, and it has a section called the Signs Heralding Meshach, or the Coming of the Messiah. And he said, were you aware that these 700-year-old mystics, Jewish Orthodox priests, actually set the date for the coming of the Jewish Messiah in the year 2012? And of course I wasn't, but that was fascinating.
Hold on, we'll be back here in just a moment. This is Tom Horn here at the American Center.
Elizabeth Lockerplant in Elizabeth reminds listeners that last year many fatal accidents involved a drunk driver. Please help make this holiday season a time of joy, peace, and celebration for all of our local families. If you've been drinking, don't drive. That message is courtesy of Elizabeth Lockerplant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call Elizabeth Lockerplant at 688-2240. That's 688-2240. Serving our area since 1943. The Huntley family are on the air because they care. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, Dr. Dan back here at the American Network, and our guest this morning, Tom Horn. And, you know, it's very difficult for a lot of people to actually see the things that are taking to unfolding today and believe that, you know, that there is a long run for almost everything that is taking place. One of the things that really impressed me as I read the book was Tom's description of the folding of the dollar bill. And as I remember, the $20 bill, and maybe it's a $10 bill, Tom knows this, but if you fold it a certain way, this came out right after September 11th, 2001, why you could actually see the Twin Towers, you know, and obviously they're on fire. But if you take the other bills, and I forgot this, 5 and 10, but both of them are at least three of the different denomination bills. And if you fold them the same way, you'll see other stages of the collapse of the Twin Towers. Now, how could that possibly be? Those were designed, you know, many, many years ago. You can say, oh, it's just by chance. No, ladies and gentlemen, there's very little by chance as you see what's going on. And you realize, of course, that there is a plan, a divine plan, for everything that's unfolding. And, of course, I look at my life. I see I've been guided to doing what I am today. I think the same is true for Tom. I think the same is true for most people, but they do not understand that there is a plan for their life, for better or for worse. So is that the 5 and 10 and $20 bill that you can fold up and you can see the various stages of the collapse of the buildings?
You know, it's actually all five major denominations,
all
which
five
is amazing.
Major denominations.
The 5, the 10, the 20, the 50, and the $100 bill. And, you know, in mathematics, it's pretty easy to figure out what the probability of something happening by chance is. And if you take, the thing is, what's amazing about it is, as you say, it came out that the $20 bill, if you fold a $20 bill a particular way, it shows the Twin Towers burning. But then what later came out is that if you fold the 5, the 10, the 20, the 50, and the 100 exactly the same way, and in that correct order, starting from the lowest to the highest denomination, that it actually lays out the template for the entire event of 9-1-1, which is phenomenal. The 5 shows the Twin Towers standing unharmed. The $10 bill shows the first tower struck for the first time. The 20 shows the both towers having been struck and having burnt somewhat. And then if you turn the 20 over at that same point, it shows that the Pentagon has now been struck. The $50 bill shows the Twin Towers starting to fall, collapsing in on each other, and the $100 bill shows nothing but debris on the ground and smoke coming off of it. So Is it, you know, is that just a startling coincidence? Well, mathematically, it would have to be in the orders of hundreds of millions to one that entire scheme, if you will, could be laid out by the folding of those denominations in concurrent order and in exactly the same kind of folding. So maybe it's just a coincidence, or maybe those gods that you and I sometimes talk about, those unseen principalities and powers, you know, have for a long time been mocking the rest of us.
Well, the longer I live, the more convinced I am that there are invisible forces guiding us towards where we are headed. And I believe we're heading towards cataclysmic times. But you pick up the story of 2012, and you were saying that in the Zohar, you know, that the J.R. Church had called you and told you that in the Zohar, they'd written about the importance of this upcoming date.
It's actually amazing, and it's very straightforward. I mean, it's not where you have to go in and try to bend a lot of rules and concoct things and, you know, add three and carry the one and all that kind of stuff. It literally said, their priests said that Rome will be destroyed in the Jewish calendar year 5773. Well, that's why I had read over this in the past, because I don't, you know, I'm not thinking in terms of 5773 having significance to us. But what J.R. pointed out, and he's right, is that in our calendar, in the Gregorian calendar, the year 5773 begins in September 2012, and it concludes a year later in the year 2013. And here's the prophecy from the Zohar. In the year 5773, that is, 2012, the kings of the world will assemble in the great city of Rome, and the Holy One will shower on them fire and hell and meteoric stones until they are destroyed, with the exception of those who will not have yet arrived. And from that time the Messiah will begin to declare himself, and round him there will be gathered many nations and many hosts from the uttermost ends of the earth. End quote. That's the prophecy. It's right inside the Zohar, and they predicted that Rome will be destroyed in the year 2012, the Vatican City basically will be destroyed in the year 2012, and then the Messiah will begin to reveal himself. One of the reasons that this also immediately struck me is that many of the people who have studied the year 2012 also focus on the prophecies of Malachi O'Morgair, or who is known as Saint Malachi to the Catholics, who gave a series of prophecies, I think, oh man, it's like 500-600 years ago or longer, of a series of prophecies called the prophecies of the final of the popes. Beginning with Celestine II to the final pope, who will be called Peter the Roman. Well, everybody that's studying 2012 knows that we only have one more pope to go to fulfill his prophecies. That's whoever the pope is following Benedict the 16th. But the reason that his prophecy stuck out to me is that he says that this pope will assume authority during a time of great tribulation, and then the city of seven hills, that is Rome, will be destroyed, and the terrible and fearsome judge will judge his people. So here again, you had a Catholic mystic, and I'm doing this from memory, but now from memory I'm thinking this is almost 800 years ago, even older than the Zohar, who prophesied this very same time frame, the very next pope following Benedict the 16th, which could occur, of course, around the year 2012, and that Rome would then be destroyed. And here on the other side of the world, you've got Jewish mystics 700 years ago prophesying that their Messiah is going to appear in the year 2012. But I have to tell you, in all of this 2012 research, the thing that stood out to me more than anything else and actually caused me to want to write this book, Apollyon Rising 2012, is when I discovered that a Mayan prophet, in fact, the most important of all the Mayan prophets, the Chilam Balam, the jaguar shaman, he was the most important oracle in Maya culture, that he prophesied 500 years ago about the year 2012, and he tied it to what he called the colonial count 1776, which is, of course, very important to American history. And when I came across that discovery, the reason it was important to me was because this was a piece of scholarly work. An academic by the name of Richard M. Luxton translated and annotated the Book of the Kumiel, the council book of the Yucatec Maya, or the Book of the Elders for the Mayans, which was written in the 1500s. And he specifically noted on what's called Khatun 13, this is the final 13-stepped countdown towards the year 2012 on the Mayan calendar. But he noted that the prophet directly tied it to what he called the colonial count 1776. And this Richard Luxton was not only an academic, he was a Christian. And he became intrigued with why this Mayan prophet 500 years ago would have wanted to make a note of this. Why would he want to point out that 1776 begins the final 13 countdown to the year 2012? And Luxton, in reading the prophecies of the Chilambalam, said he appears to be talking about the Christian last judgment and wanted to know why he was tying it to the year 2012. Well, when I found that discovery, became aware of this 500-year-old Mayan prophecy connecting the colonial count 1776 with the final 13 countdown to the year 2012, and how academia was viewing that as a mirror to the Christian last judgment, I wanted to know if early American scholars, specifically architects of Freemasonry, involved in the design of the Great Seal, Washington, D.C., other iconic artifacts, if they were aware of this Mesoamerican timeline, and if they were aware, did that influence some of the, if they were aware of it, did it influence some of their belief system? In other words, is that why there's 13 steps on the unfinished pyramid, on the Great Seal, and in Roman numerals at the bottom of it, 1776, 13 steps counts down. If you put the ending date over the I that's hovering above the unfinished pyramid on the Great Seal of the United States, it's the year 2012. And I wanted to know if they were familiar with that, and Dr. Monteith, we were able to find irrefutable evidence that went into the final version of this book. I'm not even sure that you had that in the version you read. Irrefutable evidence that the Freemason designers and layout of Washington, D.C. and the Great Seal were in fact aware of it and in fact even incorporated it. For instance, into the design of the U.S. Capitol Dome.
What really is so fascinating, of course, is that when the Jewish Messiah is not the Christian Messiah, and Apollyon, of course, refers to Apollo, who is a prototype of the Antichrist, isn't he?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, when the Zohar prophesies the coming of the Messiah in the year 2012. To Christian scholarship, this would represent the Antichrist, because in Christian scholarship, they rejected the Messiah, and the one they're looking forward to will be a false Messiah who will deceive a great deal of them. And then some of them, of course, will figure out when he starts defiling the temple that he is, in fact, not the Messiah they were looking for, and many of them will convert. But yeah, in Christian scholarship, they're... this 700-year-old prophecy is talking about the coming of the Antichrist. And the prophecy that is on the Great Seal of the United States, anybody can verify that the Greek mottos on the Great Seal, Novus Ordo Seclorum, is from the prophecies of the Cumaean Sibyl. She was an Apollinian priestess, and she prophesied about the coming of Apollo at the end of time, who would give birth to a new golden pagan age. And this Apollo, in the New Testament, in more than one place, is identified as the spirit that will inhabit the Antichrist. Paul says he will be the son of perdition. And the Greek word there, perdition, is apollia, apollyon, Apollo. John said in the Apocalypse, in the book of Revelation, that the beast will rise up out of the bottomless pit and enter into perdition, apollia, apollyon, Apollo. I would venture to say that the vast majority of Americans have no idea that the Great Seal of the United States is a prophecy about the coming of a pagan god who gives birth to a new world order, and that this same spirit by the same name is identified in the New Testament as the spirit that will inhabit the Antichrist. I bet most people out there, and that's why the full name of this book actually is Apollyon Rising 2012, and the subtitle is The Lost Symbol Found and the Final Mystery of the Great Seal Revealed, because the Great Seal not only says who's coming, it even says when he's coming. And it dates back to this belief system. So interested were some of the founders of this country in this Mesoamerican concept that they actually funded, Freemasons and Jesuits funded the official government painter, Constantino Brumidi, in 1854 to go to Mexico to make copious notes of the Aztec calendar stone. And then he came back and immediately went and met with Quartermaster General Montgomery C. Meigs, who was the supervisor of construction over the wings and the dome of the United States Capitol, was made the official government painter, and went inside and in the freeze of American history actually painted the Aztec calendar stone. I bet you most Americans have no idea. Go stand inside the U.S. Capitol Dome and look up on the wall, and there right in front of you is the Aztec calendar stone, which ends in the year 2012, painted right inside the U.S. Capitol Dome. But that was only one of numerous evidences we were able to show in this research that they were aware of this belief system, and that they did, in fact, incorporate it into their speculation about the future of this country.
Well, we live in amazing, amazing times, and certainly Dan Brown, in his book, The Lost Symbol, refers, of course, to the planned architecture of our nation's capital, the important part that the Masons played in laying out not only the street design of our nation, but the design of our nation's capital, and the similarity between our nation's capital to the unity with the Washington Monument and the Capitol, and the similarities between that and what you see in Rome with St. Peter's and the obelisk there in the back moment.
Hoover and Harris, CPAs and Greeley, remind our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris, CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They think our area is a great place to live, work, and raise a family, and are on the air because they care about preserving that.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Network. Tom, why don't you get your telephone number out and let people know how they can get in touch with you. Did you get those copies of the book off to us, you know?
Yeah, I believe that they did. I believe that that was probably shipped out a couple of days ago.
Okay,
like I said, they had to bring in extra help over there because it's not just individuals that have been ordering this book, but ministries have been ordering it by the cases, too. And but right now they've got plenty of stock and no reason that they shouldn't have already been shipped out. So I'll make a note to check with them to make sure that they did.
And your telephone number so people know how to get in touch with your ministry because you have so many things to offer.
Well, the best thing for them to do is to actually visit the website, which would be apollyonrising.com. That's spelled A-P-O-L-L-Y-O-N, rising.com. And they can find out everything they need to know over there, how to get in contact with the store. Also, there's some different deals that they're offering over there right now for you know, Black Friday, or I guess today they call it Electronic Monday or whatever it is, Web Monday or whatever it's called. They've got some deals over there that they can take advantage of. We've also got a contest going on over there right now where they can win $10,000 that's being given away by Survivor Mall, and even a contest to solve certain clues about the lost symbol. So there's just a great deal, and the best way for them to do that is to go to apollyonrising.com and then get all that information over there.
Okay, very good. So is there a telephone number you want to put out, or just have
not just the website, because they can get everything else over there, and I don't have the phone number to the store that we're doing business with. I don't have their number memorized.
Okay. Well, anyway, Tom,
I've been too busy.
A wonderful job with this book, and it's really, I mean, the things there that I had never even thought of. You know, one of the things that is really so impressive, you know, if you look at the overview of this, is exactly 11 years to the day when George Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, gave his New World Order speech. 11 years after that, on September 11th, 1990. 11 years after September 11th, 1990, September 11th, 2001, comes the attack. I mean, 11 years to the day comes the attack on America. But is that just coincidence? There's so many things that we want to think are coincidental that I don't think are coincidental at all. I think there's long-range planning for everything going on today. Because if you look at this thing mathematically, it is a mathematical impossibility that these things should be taking place. So pick up the story.
Well, you are so right, Dr. Monteith. And, you know, it's interesting because I'm doing shows right now with U.S. congressmen and U.S. senators. I've had one congressman call me, and I've had a U.S. senator call me, and they're absolutely blown away by what I'm revealing, and none of them are challenging what I'm saying. In fact, they're confirming that I'm absolutely right and making the point that this stuff is so hidden in plain sight that there they are. You know, they're over there in D.C. working every day, going in and out of those buildings, and they're surrounded by all these images and icons and symbols and seals. And it's why I call it hidden in plain sight, because it's all around them. And until you point out what the occult meaning is behind some of these symbols, they haven't even been aware of it. And then when you do point it out, it's like the light goes on, and they're just absolutely startled by it. And I'm talking about members of Congress and the Senate that have been in there for years. So, you know, now you're talking about the number of 11. And when we start this book out, we do talk about numbers and numerology and semiosis and signals and signs and even statements from George W. Bush's two inaugural addresses, and how that there did appear to be signals that were being sent, but not for the public. They were being sent to be picked up, received, and understood by somebody other than the public at large. And, of course, we refer to that as that hierarchy that's operating behind the U.S. government and other governments of the world. But on this number 11 that you brought up, the number 11 is important because on the surface, it's known as the 11th hour, or in other words, the last opportunity to stop an emergency. Other people have pointed out how that number turned up repeatedly as a marker tied to 911 and how that the phone number, you know, during an emergency, 911, matches the date on which the Twin Towers were attacked. But what we go into in Apollyon Rising 2012 is how that the meaning behind this number turning up over and over in relation to what happened in New York, September 11th, 2001, how that is deeper because it's the first master number. And the number 11 in numerology represents a dark vision. When it's doubled to 22, it means that the vision has been combined with action. And when finally it's tripled to 33, the signal of the highest, most important action in Freemasonry, it means that vision and action have combined to produce accomplishment in the world. And when you start seeing this pattern that's redundantly connected to the events of 911, it starts appearing to be something very unusual. For instance, it's not unusual to ask the question you just did, was it more than mere coincidence that exactly 11 years to the date following George Herbert Walker Bush's New World Order speech, and by the way, 11 years before 2012, that on September 11, 2001, Flight 11 crashed into the Twin Towers, whose appearance side-by-side form a Masonic-like pillared gateway, which is really important and really symbolic if you go into their esoteric and alchemical beliefs. But it also architecturally formed the number 11. Also consider that Flight 11 hit the Twin Towers first, and Flight 11 had 11 crew members. New York was the 11th state added to the Union. New York City has 11 letters. Afghanistan, the first nation the United States attacked following 911, has 11 letters. George W. Bush has 11 letters. The Pentagon, also attacked on 911, has 11 letters. And that list was so long that we just decided to basically bullet mention some, maybe 1/20th of the times when the number 11 turned up as a marker tied to the events of 9/11/2001. And then, of course, we moved past that in the book, but we raised these kind of issues in the book that something otherworldly seemed to be occurring in and around that event. And, of course, many people today, and many Bible scholars too, look at the events of 9/11 as setting in motion, really, the final stages of Bacon's Rosicrucian dream of a new Atlantis, that basically what happened at 9/11 and since, if you look at all of what has happened since then, what's happened in global markets, what the wars that we became involved with, what has happened to destroy and wreck the economy of the United States, everything was set in motion on 9/11 to bring us where we are today. And what's happening today all around the world, governments around the world, politicians, leaders, kings, princes, all calling for a new world order, a new financial system, a new global governance. And you can date all of this back to September 11, 2001, when the United States was attacked in New York City. And then when you understand that all of that set in motion this global push towards a new world order, the symbolism becomes significant.
And we'll be back here in just a moment here at American Freedom Network with Tom Horn and the book Apollyon Rising 2012.
Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing is located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights at 303-651-6427.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Kane Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Kane Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Kane Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Tom Horn, the last segment of this morning's program, a fascinating book with information you just won't get elsewhere, but tying into this great spiritual battle that is taking place today, and is coming to a conclusion in the not-too-distant future. And what's so fascinating is, for thousands of years, various groups have written about the importance of this one date. Now, certainly Hollywood's making a big issue out of it, and in their typical fashion, it put out a motion picture having a tremendous impact. But is there an element of truth here? And obviously, there is more than just an element of truth. Something or major cataclysmic events are going to occur. I don't believe the Earth is going to end, but I believe that something major certainly will or may happen at this stage. So pick up the story, Tom.
Yeah, you know, and that's the other thing we were able to show is that with these ancient cultures and even more modern cultures, including those, you know, a couple of hundred years ago among American Indian tribes, and also Freemason and Rosicrucians here in the United States, was the idea that when we approach the year 2012, it would represent a time of turmoil, a time of judgment. And we may be seeing that we've already entered into that. Anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting how that NASA has been out there attacking the movie 2012, saying that they're playing off of people's fears about the end of the long count on the Mayan calendar, December 21, 2012, that playing off people's fears to sell movie tickets. But it was NASA themselves who in 2006 put forward their own science-based report saying that when we enter the year 2012, we're going to reach solar maximum. We're going to have the most powerful solar storms in recorded history, maybe the most powerful in history, but at least the most powerful in the last 400 years, and that these definitely could affect how the sun's influence on the Earth could knock down electrical grids and things like that. So, you know, both from science and also from a prophetic point of view, the year 2012 has been pointed out by many cultures as potentially representing a time of a chaos. But among the religious-minded in these various cultures, they connected it also to the return of their God. And in American history, we're able to show that it's very connected to the Great Seal of the United States and the prophecy of the return of Apollo. And what people listening to the show need to know, this is not just the opinion of Tom Horn. Even U.S. presidents, vice presidents, congressmen have believed that the Great Seal of the United States of America is a prophecy of the return of a Masonic God who in turn gives birth to the New World Order. For instance, Henry Wallace, the Secretary of Agriculture for the United States, 1934. He was a 32nd degree a Mason. He became the Vice President under Roosevelt and Franklin D. Roosevelt, who was also a 32nd degree Mason. And both of these men firmly believed that the Great Seal of the United States, especially the reverse side with the unfinished pyramid and the all-seeing eye, was a Masonic symbol and a Masonic prophecy about the coming of their deity, the great architect of the universe, Apollo, Osiris in Egyptian mythology. Further back than that, Nimrod or Gilgamesh from Sumerian fame. They believed that this great, once famous personality that walked upon the earth and was a great enemy of Jehovah, by the way, they believe that he is going to return. It's even in their own memoirs. They were looking for his return. They were devotees of Agnew Yogi Society founder and theosophist Nicholas Roerich. And they thought that by putting the great seal on the U.S. dollar bill, which happened through Roosevelt's administration, that they were setting in motion they were setting the ball, if you will, rolling down the hill towards a new world order. It's in their own words. And what's now known is that not only did Wallace view the unfinished pyramid with the all-seeing eye hovering above it on the great seal as a prophecy about the dawn of a new world with America at its head, but that whenever the United States assumed its position as the new capital of the world, and we're not just talking about us being a sovereign great nation, this was almost a Hitler-type dream where we would become the capital of the world. And when we did, Wallace said in his own memoirs, then the grand architect is going to return, the all-seeing eye is going to be fitted atop the great seal pyramid as the finished apex stone, and America will stand as the sole sovereign over the earth. This was the belief system of our own presidents and U.S. Vice presidents. So it's not just Tom Horn that's bringing this to light. I mean, we brought this to light by using what they wrote, what they believed. And isn't it interesting that since that day until now, we have been moving towards a new world order, and unprecedented, from Nancy Pelosi to other members of Congress and people around the world now talking about the need for a Novus Ordo Seclorum, for the fulfillment. As you said earlier in this show, you know, that Bush, in his own inaugural, said that when our founders set forth on this nation, they were putting into motion an ancient scheme, an ancient plan. When they wrote Novus Ordo Seclorum, he said, they were referring to an ancient plan that is meant to be fulfilled. Well, it looks like the world is moving towards the fulfillment of it now. And that's the other part of this whole study in the year 2012, is not just how these different cultures focused on this time frame, but how they saw it as the fulfillment of the return of their gods. And then finally, Dr. Montes, look at the condition of the world today. People today want a savior to come now to save them from their spiritual, political, financial chaos. So you almost might say mission accomplished, right?
Amen to that. In fact, really was so interesting. When I went to Professor Quigley's papers back at Georgetown University in 1980, I found a copy of an interview he'd done sometime in the 1970s with a reporter from the Washington Post, where he's talking about these crazy right-wingers who come to him, show him the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, and say, you know, that's the emblem of the Illuminati. And he said, emblem of the Illuminati? He said, that emblem's been around for 5,000 years. I can show you the documentation. That emblem, and he's referring to the pyramid cap on the all-seeing eye, has been around for 5,000 years. You can hear that on our the interview we offer with our secret government four-tape set. So, obviously, Professor Quigley, a liberal college historian, a brilliant man, to whom I'm internally dedicated, or pardon me, I'm indebted for so much of what I know. Why, of course, he recognized that the emblem on the back of the dollar bill is a prophecy of what, of course, is going to be fulfilled in these days. He wasn't a spiritual man, but he recognized he'd been around for a long time. Hey, we're out of time, Tom. God bless. Look forward to talking to you on Friday. Thanks very much.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
With the pressures and excitement of the holidays, the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increases. Practice moderation and common sense in celebrating the season at home or at parties, and especially behind the wheel on our roads or highways. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver. Visit them online at www.rhctherapy.com or call them at 303-373-1188.
Well, I'm Stan back here at American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Tom Horn. Cindy, I spoke to Tom. We hopefully will have some in stock here before long. It's a fascinating book. I mean, I feel a privilege to have had the opportunity to actually read it some months ago and then to write the foreword to it. I don't think I really gave it the... I didn't understand the significance of it until we began thinking about it afterwards, talking to Tom more about it. But it is a very important contribution to what we know about what's going on today. Well, let me just point out that we're still offering a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, as you know, Tom has actually reprinted the book, putting it out to his publishing house. With our blessing, we want to reach as many people as we can, but we want to keep the book in print ourselves. So if you'd like to get a case of my book, and now we have over half the people subscribed that we need to get it reprinted, we need 50 people, and I think we're well over halfway there. Well, you can get a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, ordinary markets for $12.95. You get them at $2.50 each, so you're paying about $2.50 each for 60 copies, or $149.95. But you're going to have to pay the shipping, of course, and we'll ship them to you from Kansas. But if you'd like to get them, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5 HIV War. And of course, you'll get the books, and of course, you can sell them, you can give them away. But basically, the book tells that secret that has been so carefully suppressed for thousands of years. In fact, if you were ever to have, in centuries past, to have revealed the secret, why, the secret societies would have killed you, because, of course, their justice is swift. It was then, it is today. The last thing they want is for the public to learn the truth. And we live in an artificial make-believe world. And once you understand the truth, and of course we tell you what the truth is here, why of course it'll change everything you think about the world, everything you think about religion, everything you think about Christianity, and hopefully draw you closer to our Lord. And, of course, people who are not Christians, hopefully this will be a means of moving in that direction. I know it has touched the lives of many people, and I'm not a great author at all, but the book is important. So if you want to get a case for Brotherhood of Darkness, and as I say, we're halfway to reaching, or over halfway to reaching our subscriptions, our number 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you really want to understand the H1N1 scam, and it is a scam, you'll presume you want to get our 4-tape set, our 4-CD set on that. You want to get our DVDs on vaccination, mercury autism, and the global vaccine agenda, and then, of course, the DVD by Dr. Russell Blaylock, Vaccines and Brain Development. They're destroying the minds of our children. But the question is, why are they doing it? what is their real agenda? And, of course, that's going to be covered in my latest newsletter called Fatal Deception 4. I think Fatal Deception 1 and 2 are posted. We're going to get Fatal Deception out 3. I just finished Fatal Deception 4. They're available on our website, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the Internet 9 hours a day. Anything accomplished. Radioliberty.com, Internet. Pray for America, but please pray.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants.